Mishnayis Menoches, Rabta Perek Vov. First Mishnah starts off, Eilu Menochois Nikmotzois Ushiyareim Lakahanim. These are the Menoches that there's a mitzvah to make a kmitza. That means the Kohen has to take a handful off it, and the rest of the mincha goes to the Kohanim. So first of all, this is by regular mincha. So by mincha sasoilas, that means a mincha that comes from flour, that you add the oil into the flour, like the Pasuk says, v'komatz mishom olekumtzoi, v'yiktra kohen yasaskerosam asbecho, that the Kohen has to burn this kmitza, what he takes out from his hands, and the rest of it, v'anoseres mina mincha li'aron l'vanov, that's what Pasuk says, v'yikrom, that the rest is shirayim, the rest of the mincha, goes to the Kohanim, they're allowed to eat it. V'yamachavas v'yamacheshes, also type of a mincha that you make either in a frying pan or else in a deep frying pan, v'hachalois per kikim, either the chalo or else a kikim, that's also like a wafers, that it comes out of a mincha's mafa tanner, a mincha that was baked in the tanner. Also, there's a mitzvah to make a kamitza, that the Kohen has to take a handful out, and the shiyoreim, the leftover it, goes to the Kohanim. What about the minchas goyim, a mincha that a goy brings, or else minchas noshim, a mincha that an isha brings, from one of these menachas, have the same halacha, that there's a mice mitzvah kemitza, and also the rest of the leftover goes to the Kohanim. Minchas oimer, the mincha that's brought, b'shas, they brought the korban oimer. Also, Pasuk says, Victor Akronias Askarosa, the same thing, and Minchas Choyta. The Pasuk also says the same thing, that the Kohen has to make a kemitza, and the rest of it goes to the Kohen. Minchas Choyta means a person did a chet, that he has to bring a mincha for it. Minchas Kenoyis, Dabaya Soita, Hom Mincha Rosa, the same thing. There's a kemitza, and there's the Shirayim left over. Now, Rabbi Shimon says, Minchas Choyta Shakahanim, let's say a Kohen himself had to bring a mincha for a chet that he did, the halacha is nikmetzes, v'hakoymetz korov liyatzmai, v'hashirayim kravim liyatzman. Such a mincha, the halacha is by a Kohen's own mincha that he brings, there's no eating of it. The whole thing is kulu Hashem. So the Tanakhama says this is not included because you do not even have to make a kmitza. You do not even have to first take a handful, but just rather the whole mincha together is burnt. Rabbi Shimon says no, even a mincha that a Kohen brings, there's still a mitzvah to make a kmitza, which means first you have to take a handful and put it on the side, and you burn that, and then the rest of the mincha is also korev, is also burnt by itself. Your Mishnah Beis, Minchas Kohanim, a mincha that a Kohen brings, or else a Minchas Kohen Mashiach, the mincha that a Kohen Gadol brings, the Minchas Chavitin that it brings every day, or Minchas Nesachim, or else a mincha that's brought with a korban. When you have to bring a korban behema, there's also a mincha that comes along with it. So by these three menachos, halacha is la mizbeach. The whole thing goes to the mizbeach. V'yein bohem l'kahanim bozeh. And the kahanim have nothing from it, they have nothing to eat. The leftover of it is also burnt. The whole thing is burnt. And therefore, bozeh yofa koyach ha-mizbeach, mikoyach ha-kahanim. In these type of menachis, the mizbeach receives more than the kahanim do. That the whole thing goes on the mizbeach, and nothing is given over to the kahanim. What about shtei halechem, the special shtei halechem, these two special breads that are brought on Shavuos, or else for lechem aponim that's brought every Shabbos, the 12 lechem, 6 and 6, is lekahanim. Here all these lechems go to the kahanim, v'yein behem la'mizbeach, and the mizbeach has nothing from them. There's no ma'isak Torah, you do not have to burn anything over here. Uvozen, in this prat, yofa koyach ha'kahanim, and mikoyach ha'mizbeach, the kahanim are better off than the mizbeach is, that the kahanim receive here, and the mizbeach receives nothing. Mishnah Gimel. Kol ha-menochois ha-nasas pa-kli, any mincha that's made in a kli, like a machavas or macheshes, a frying pan, the locher is tunois sholosh matonois shemen. You have to have three times till they put oil into it. There's a yetzika, uvalila, umate shemen, umatan shemen ba-kli, koidim lasiyosan. That before you start doing anything, first you have to put some oil into the kli. And then a very small amount. And then you put the soilus olive, then you put the flour into the kli, and then you put a little bit more shemen into it, and you are boiler, you mix it up. That's called belila. So that's called the second time you're eating shemen, when you're mixing up the flour and the oil. After that, after you have the flour and the oil, then you go to losha, then you go to knead it with the mayim peshrim, lukewarm water, and you bake it in the machvas or the macheshes. Depends upon into what type of a nether you made. And after you bake it into bread, then you cut it up into pieces, and then you pour shemen on top of it, on these pieces. That's called the yitzika. So kids, the Mishnah is saying there are three times when we have the shemen put into these menachas. That's called yitzika. That's the last one. After you're mixing up the chopped up pieces with oil, then there's the belila, b'shash, you're making the dough itself when you're mixing up the oil with the flour. And then umatin shemen b'kli kodem lasiyosin. Before you start doing anything, you have to first put a small amount of shemen into the kli. Now v'hachalois boilalon. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe Shita, that the belila means when you're mixing it up, it's when it's chalis. When these type of menachos that is mafatan is supposed to be baked, so he learns first you have to bake it, and then you chop it up into pieces, and then you first make the belila, that's when you mix up the shemen with these pieces. However, the chacham and the chacham say no, like we learned before, solois, that you have to make the belila, you mix up the shemen when the oil is still in, when the flour is still solois, when the flour is still in the flour form. Now, ha-chalois, tunois belila. True that the chalois, when you have a mafet taner, then the belila, you have to mix it up, like we learned before, that you have to mix up the solus, the flour, with the shemen, and then you first go and bake it. But for a kikin, let's say you're menadav to make a kikin, that means thin wafers, so then the locher is, you don't make the belila, you don't mix up the shemen with the flour, but rather, first you take the flour and you make lash, you knead it with lukewarm water, and you bake a 10 rikikim, and after you bake the 10 rikikim, the 10 like wafers, then you pour the shemen on top of it. And the pasuk says, rikikim matzos meshuchim bashamen. So that's called rikikim meshuchim. And when you have to make rikikim, the thin wafers, then you pour the shemen over the wafers that are already baked. Ketzad Moshchen, how do you make the Mashiach, how do you pour the shemen over the rikikin? Kimin ki, that's a type of like a ladle. Ushor ha-shemen nechal ha-kanim. And the rest of the kanim, the rest of the shemen, leftover oil, you give to the kanim eat it. In other words, like the leftover shemen, that goes to the kohen. Now Mishnah Dalet. Kol ha-menochos ha-nasas bakli. All the menachos that were made, all these minchas that were made in a kli, like again a frying pan, machavas and macheshes, the locher is tunois psisa. That after you bake the lechem, you have to chop it up. We'll soon see what size each piece has to be. Now minchas Yisrael, a regular mincha when Yisrael was misnadev to bring a mincha, the locher how they did it was used to bake it, and then it's like a bread that they baked. First they folded over once into two, and then ushnaim liabra, they were folded two over again to make it into four pieces, like umavdil, and then they would divide it up, they break it there. They'd have the four pieces. Minchas kainim, what about when a kain brings a mincha? So then, they would also fold over once into twice. Ushnaim liabra, they would fold over two into four, but viena mavdil, they would not have to break it. Because the law is by mincha of a kohen, you do not have to make a kemitza, since the whole thing is burnt. In other words, the purpose over here of breaking up the mincha into pieces is because by regular minchas Yisrael, there's a mitzvah kemitza, which means the kohen has to take a handful. Like we learned, except the thumb, he wipes it off on one side and the pinky on the other side. But he has to have this handful. So you can't have a handful of a whole lechem, so therefore you have to chop it up into pieces. But the kohanim, since you do not make a kmitza, but rather burn the whole thing, therefore it's v'yeinim mavdol. Now, minchas kohen hamashiach, the mincha the kohen gadol brings, lehoye mekaflo, you do not have to fold it over at all. But rather the whole thing was burnt. Rabbi Shimon says, minchas kohanim, a mincha that a regular kohen brings, or else a minchas kohen mashiach, or menacha that the kohen gadol brings, is ein behem sisa, there's no purpose to chop it up into pieces. And he explains why, mifnei shein behem kemitza, because there's no kemitza. V'chol shein v'hem kemitz, anytime you do not have to take a handful, ein v'hem p'sisa, there is no halacha to make a p'sisa to chop them up into pieces. Like we just said, they hold by the menachas of a kain, so the whole thing is burnt, so therefore there's no purpose of making a kemitzah. By a minchas yisroel with the leftover of the mincha the kahana meat, so we have to know what part we burn. That's called a kemitzah. We take a handful of it, and that's burnt, the rest is left over. But by minchas kain, that the whole thing is burnt, so there's no purpose of making psisa pieces altogether, since you do not have to make a kemitzah. And then the Mishnah ends off and says, "V'kulam kizaisim," means all the pieces that we made when we do need a psisa by minchas Yisrael, the pieces have to be not bigger than a zayis. But if the piece is smaller than a zayis, you do not have to make another psisa. You do not have to chop it up further. Your Mishnah hey, kol ha-menochois tunois shalosh meyois shifa. All menochois, first you have to make a shifa, like smooth it out, rub it down 300 times. V'chamesh meyos bita, and you have to hit it, pound it 500 times. Now the Mishnah says, v'hashifa v'abita b'chitim. When do you have to rub it down and bang it down? That's in the chitim itself, in the wheat itself. Like in this kernel of wheat, before you grind it, like to make it into flour, you have to first rub it and bang it. That's what the Tanna Kamma says. Rabbi Yossi says, af babotik. Even in the dough, that means after you made it into flour and you put it, mix it with the oil, even in the water, even with the dough, you have to rub it down and you have to bang it to make the dough good. Now, kol ha-menochos, all the menochos, boyus eser. You have to bring 10 apiece, like when the mitzvah is to bring chalois, to bring rikikim, it means 10 of each one. Chutz milechem aponim, only by the mitzvah of every Shabbos when you had a lechem aponim, and also the chavite kohen gadol, when the kohen gadol used to bring his mincha every day, sheheim boyos shtei mesrei, they came made out of 12. There was 12 lechems for the lechem aponim and 12 lechem from the chavite of the kohen gadol. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Meir says, Kulon boyois shtei mesrei. No, all menachos come 12 apiece. Chutz mi chalas toida, only from the chalas that are brought in a korban toida, that there it says clearly 10 apiece. Fihanaziris, and when a nazir brings a mincha, shein boyois eseresa.
Because here also it's mashmi you have to bring 10 apiece. However, the loch is not like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah Vov. Ha'oimer ha'yubo isoroin misholesoin. The Oimer, that was the korban, the mincha that they brought on the 16th day of Nisan, the second day of Pesach. So this was brought from Chodosh, from the new crop, and was brought from sorum, from barley. So there was a lot of bran, a lot of bad stuff in it. So they had to purify it. So therefore the mitzvah of the Oimer was to bring in Isoron. Now in Isoron, that's an Asiris Eifa, that's 1/10 of an Eifa. And an Eifa really is Solis Soin. So what they did was to bring this Oimer that came from an Isoron, it was 1/10 of the Eifa, they brought it from Solis Soin. In other words, really only 1/10 of it was used. So they took 3 saws worth of this fresh barley, and they kept on beaming up, and kept on sifting it down until they got the pure barley of 1/10 of the Eifah, 1/10 of the Sholos Oyim. That's how they used to make the mincha of the Oimer. Then the Mishnah says, Shtei Halechem, when they brought the special Shtei Halechem on Shavuos, which also came from Chodesh, from the new crop, but here it came from wheat, not from barley. Therefore, Shnei Yesreinim, they had to make the Shtei Alechem was from Shnei Yesreinim. They had to have 2 Esreinims worth of flour. But Misholos Soyim, they only started out again with Sholos Soyim. Even though before, by the Yoyimah, they started out with Sholos Soyim only to get 1 Isorin. And here they had to receive 2 Esreinim, like 2/10 from this Sholos Soyim. But it was enough because we said wheat has less bran, less psoilus than the barley. Now lechem haponim, that's what's brought every single Shabbos, the 12 lechem hapod, the 12. So that comes from Esrim.
That comes from Esrim v'yabo Esrinim.
It had to be brought, it had to use 24 Esrinim. But the Pasuk says each challah was 2 Esrinim, was 2/10 of an Eifah. And it came from Esrim v'yabo Soyim, from 24 Soyim. So they started out with 24 soyim, and from that they kept on sifting it down, like the tenth part of it went away, until they got 24 esrenim. Here, because since the lechem aponim comes from wheat, and it doesn't have to be fresh wheat, the chodesh, it can be from old wheat, so therefore it was less psilus, therefore they had less to start off with. Mishneh Zayin.
That means, like we learned in the Mishnah before, when they brought this korban oimer, they used to purify it. Like they used to have to take, even though it only came from an isorin, they took sholeh soyin. So after they grinded it up, then they used to have to sift it out with 13 different sieves. Like one was smaller than the other, and the flour that came out of the left sieve, that's the one they used. Now, shtei halechem, when they used to sift out the flour for the shtei halechem, b'shtei mesrei, they used to only have to use 12 or sieves. For lechem aponim, what they use for every Shabbos for lechem aponim, b'yachas esrei, they only have to use 11 sieve. Rabbi Shimon says, lo kitzva. There was never an exact amount. They used to use but as much as they needed. Elisolus menupa called sarko hoyamevi. But rather they just brought the flour that was pure, like sifted out to the pure, to the purest. Shinema, the pasuk says, velokachta soiles v'yafi soisa. You should take soiles, take the flour and bake with it. Achitei menupa called sarko. Till it should be purified, clean the most. In other words, according to Rabbi Shimon, as long as the flour is pure, is fine, you could use it. He learns there's no kitzvah, there's no exact amount to how many soyim you have to start out with, and to how many napas, how many sieves you have to use. However, laloch, at least lechatchila, we hold like the Tanakama, the Shurim we learned at the beginning, those many soyim and these amount of menupa of sieves. However, this is only lechatchila. Avade b'diyeved, though, as long as you have fine flour, you would be yotzei de mincha.
Yeperek Zayin. Ha toida hoisa bo chomesh sin Yerushalmius. As they brought the lechem, the 40 lechems of the toida, it came from chomesh 5 soyim of flour, which we had before, that an eifa is sholeh soyim. So it says here that it came from 5 soyim Yerushalmius, shehein sheish midboris, which was worth 6 soyim of the midboris, which are different measurements. The Yerushalmius always had 1/6 more than the Midborius. There were different measurements. So therefore, in the Midborius, thicker measurements, the Toida had 6 soyin, which was really 2 eifos. So that's what the Mishnah says, shtei eifos. It came from 2 eifos of flour. For eifah, sholei soyin. Each eifah had 3 soyin. So together, it came out of 6 soyin Midborius. Now, esrim isorin. There were 20 isorin, because each isor was at each eifah has 10 isorins. Like an isorin is an asiris eifah, so if it had 2 eifahs, it comes out that there were 20 isorins for the 40 lechems of the lachme toida. So how did they divide up this 20 isorins for the 40 lechems? So it's like this. Asara lechometz v'yasara lematzah. It was 10 isorins for the ones that were made from chometz, and 10 for the ones that were made from matzah. How was that? Asara lechometz, which means isorin lechala. There were 10 chalas made from chometz, so each one of them was made from one isorin. So it comes out that each chala was made from one isorin. If you had 10 isorins for the 10 chalas, so each challah was made from one isorin. And then the asor, another 10 isorin, was for the matzah. Now what was the matzah made from? Well, the matzah, shloisha minim, there were 3 different minim made from the ones, from the lechems that were made of matzah, not of chometz. It was chalois, or rekikin, or revucha. Nimtza comes out, shloisha esroinim, ushlish lechol min. In other words, since there were 10 isroinim for these 3 different minim, and each minim had 10 to it, so each min was divided by 3, comes out, there was 3 esroinois and a third for each one of these minim, of the chalois, the rekikim, and the revuchin. Chalois are chalois, we know, rekikim are thin ones, and a revucha, that's the first you boiled the dough first in hot water. Now, Shalosh Chalos Li Sarin, that there were three Chalos Tichi Yisarin. Like, since there were three Yisroinus for the Chalos, and you had to have ten of them, so each one, Shalosh Chalos, was made from an Yisarin. That's Bemidus now. Bemidu Yerushalmi. So far we're talking about the Midus of Midborius, which was, he said, six oil. Now, Bemidu Yerushalmis, how do you make the same account if you want to measure it with the Yerushalmis, with the Midah of Yerushalmis? Ho Yishloshin Kav. In Yerushalayim, they used to measure it not with Isaron, but rather with Kav. So the gather was made from 30 Kav. In other words, the five soyin we had of flour equals 30 Kav, because each saw is 6 Kavin. So since it was 5 saw, that's how you have 30 Kavs. Now, Chamisha Asa L'chomitz, 15 Kavs were for the lechem made from chomitz, the Chamisha Asa L'matzah, and 15 for the ones that are made of matzah. Chamisha Asa L'chomitz, the 15 Kavs that were made for the chomitz, so it comes out, Kav V'chatzi L'chala. There were 10 Chalas of chomitz, so each Chala had a Kav V'chatzi of flour. And the Chamisha Asa L'matzah, there were 15 Kavim left over for the 30 of Matzah, and therefore we have Matzah Shloisha Minin. And like we learned before, the Matzah has three different minim of it. That's Chalos, or Rekikin, or Revucha. So Nimtza comes out that Chamesha's Kavim L'chol Min, each Min has 5 Kavim. And therefore, Shtei Chalos L'Kav. Each Kav has 2 Chalos. This is the different measurements of the Yerushalmis. Now Mishneh Beis. Hamiluyim hoyuboyim kamatza shabatoida. Now the miluyim, those were the 7 days, like when they first be mechanech Aaron, before it became the Kohen really, so they brought a korban then called the Ayel Hamiluyim, and they had to bring lechem with it. So what type of lechem, what type of a mincha was brought with the Ayel of the miluyim? It was kamatza shabatoida. It was the three minim of matzah like it's brought by the korban toida, which is chalos, or a kikim or a vucha. Now, Hanazirus, when a nazir brings his korban, lach me nazir, hoy sabor shte yodois b'matzah shabatoida. It was only like 2/3 of the matzah shabatoida, which means chalos or a kikim. By the lach me of a nazir, you only have chalos and you only have a kikim. V'yein bo revucha, but you do not have the third type of matzah, revucha, the dough that's scalded with hot water. Nimtzur comes out Asora Kabin Yerushalmis, 10 Kabin from the measurements of Yerushalmis, Shein Shisha Esreinois V'yadayin, and it comes out to be 6 Esreinim and a little bit more. Now, in other words, the Cheshbon of Yerushalmis is 10 Kabin, which comes out it was 5 Kabin for the Chalos and 5 Kabin for the Rekikin. Shein Shisha Esreinus, if you want to measure it with the Midborius measurements, it was 6 Esreinus. We had done a little bit more. So each one had 3 Esreinus and a little bit more. Now, Umikulam Hoyunoitol Echod Miasor Truma. From all of these lechem, they always took out 1/10 to be Truma. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vehikriv Mimenu Echod Mikol Korban Truma Lashem. They took off 1 to be Truma Lashem. Now we dashin echod one shleito porish. You don't take a broken one. Mikol korban we dashin sheikola kabonah shoven. All the kabonas are equal. That means, and also that means v'shleito mikorban lachaveroi. You don't take from one for the friend for the other one. So from this drush of sheikola kabonas shoven, we dashin all the minim are equal. That means the 10 chalos from each min. And then shloyito mikorban chaver means shloyito akoyin truma mimin echod al chaveroi. He shouldn't take truma from one, let's say from the chala, for the other ones. If from each min he has to take truma by itself. Then we darshan la koyin hazurik as dam ashlomim loyia, and the koyin that brings the koyin that brings the korban shlomim, he gets the matana v'yashan echol abalim, and the left over it the owner eats. So the Kum's teach us here is that this one challah that was taken off of truma of each one goes to the kohen. The yashar, the leftover lechems by the korban toida, go to the bailim, the owner of the korban toida. He's the one that eats the other 36 of the lechems. Mishnah Gimel, Ha'ashoychet es ha'toyde b'fnim. If you shech the korban ha'toyde inside in the yazor the right way, the way you're supposed to, but v'lach ma'chutz la'choyma, but the lechem was outside the choyma of the Yerushalayim, it was not inside Yerushalayim, so halacha is lo kiddush ha'lechem. The lechem does not become kaddish. Regularly, the halacha is when you shech the korban ha'toyde, automatically the lechems, the 40 lechems, become kaddish because of the shechita. But that's only if the lechem is inside the chaim of Yerushalayim. But if it's outside the chaim of Yerushalayim, it can't receive its kedusha. What about shochato ad shlekom ubetanor? You shechta the korban atoida before the lechems were finished baking in the oven. It didn't become crisp. There's no brown on the bread yet. V'yafilu korma kulam chutz miyechad mehen. Even if all 39 of them were already baked, just one was not finished baking yet, is lekodesh halechem. Again, the lechem does not become kodesh, because you have to have all 40 lechems ready to accept the kedusha. Shochato chutz l'zmano, let's say you shechted it with the machshava of doing it the rest of the avoidus the wrong time, whereas chutz l'mkayim in the wrong place, so still the lechem is kodesh halechem. It's called the good shechita, but it's chal nisa pigul upon the korban, and then on the lechem also it's chal psul of pigul. But the lechem has its kedusha, just that it has a psul of pigul on it. He can't eat it. What about shochata? Let's say you shechted the korban toida, but then says treifa, and it comes out that the animal was a treifa, so it's not roi fakrova. The locher is like kiddush halechem. The lechem does not have its kedusha, because the kedusha of the lechem is only because of the kedusha of the korban. What about shochato v'nimtzeis balas mum? Let's say you shechted the korban and then you found there was a bal mum. Zero to machloikis. Rabbi Eliezer v'aymeh kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer says still the lechem becomes kodesh. Since the mum is not nikar, samel is considered like the zalocha. If a mum that's not nikar, if it's ola al gabi ha-mizbeach, it's lo yerid. If it does go up on the mizbeach, you do not take it down. So therefore, in the gear to the lechem becomes kodesh. However, the chachamim say, loy kodesh. No, the lechem does not become kodesh. Since the korban is not roi fakrova lechatchila, the kedusha is not chal upon the korban either. Now, what's going to be shochata shalei l'shemo? You shechta the korban toida with the wrong machshava, not l'shem a korban toida, but l'shem a different korban. V'chein ayel hameluyim. The same thing, what's going to be by the ayel hameluyim? We said that the kohen Aaron brought the first 7 days when he became a kohen before the Kamas HaMishkan. So the halacha is, and also v'chein shnei kivsi atzeres. The same thing, the two special kvosim you bring on Chag HaShavuos. Sheshocht and shlo l'shmon, that they shechted it shlo l'shmon, not with the right machshava. In all these cases is like kiddush halechem. The lechem does not become kodesh, because even by Toide the pasuk says al chalois lechem chometz yakrev kabonai al zevach toide shlomov. So we dash in al zevach shenizvach shlo l'shem toide. That even though the korban itself is kosher shlo l'shmo, however, since it's not olu l'shem chayva, it's not considered like really like a korban toide. Therefore, the locher is the lechem itself is not kodesh. So even though the korban is kosher, here is the case of that the lechem does not receive its kedusha. Mishnah Dalet. Nesochim shekitshu bakli. The nesochim that you bring for korban ola, korban shlomim, if you put it into a kli, whether it's the yayin or whether it's the mincha, v'nimtzu azevach posel, and then we come out, we find something's wrong with the korban is posel, so it's like this. Im yesham zevach acher, if you have another korban to be brought right away, yikrivu imoy, you could use this mincha, this yayin, for the other korban. But v'yim lav, but if you don't have another korban for it to be used, so then the locher is yifsulublina. You're supposed to leave it, let it stay overnight, and then it'll become posel, and then the dinish will have to take it outside to burn it. Now the locher is v'lad toida, let's say the toida gave birth. Utmuros, let's say you made a tmur, you had a korban toida, you took another animal and you said, zeh tach zeh, or else via mafrish toidosoi. If somebody first set aside his korban toida, v'yovda, and then he lost it. And therefore, v'hifrish acheres tachteh, he set aside a second one in his first one's place, and then you find the first one. So the locher is einam tun lechem, even though it's kosher for korban, but they do not have to have lechem with it. Shenema, because the pasuk says, v'hikrev al zebach toida. So we darshan that ha-toida tun lechem. Only the first original korban toida, that's what needs these 40 lechems with it. V'loi v'loda, not if it has a kid. V'loi chalifosa, not if it's a tumura, not the exchange for it. V'loi tumurosa, v'loi chalifosa, v'loi tumurosa, tuna lechem.
So chalifosa means that's the case where you lost your korban and you brought a second one instead. So then, when you find the first one, you do not have to bring lechem with it. Only with the first korban torah that's brought, that's the one that needs lechem. But not the tumura, not the chaliposa, not the vlada, does not need lechem.
Mishnehei, ho'aymer harei alai toida. If someone is mechayiv himself to bring a korban torah, he makes a neder to bring a korban torah, zalocher is yovahi v'lachma minachulun. He has to bring the money he buys. The money that he spends to buy the korban and the lechem has to be of chulun. Private money, not kodush, not even ma'aser sheni. Now, toida min achulin, v'lachma min ha'ma'aser. Let's say he makes a neder that he wants the korban toida to come from chulin, but he wants to be able to buy the lechem with mois of ma'aser sheni. So lachur is no yovi lachma min achulin. Still, he has to bring the lechem from chulin the kamani. Since he's mechayev to bring a regular korban from chulin, therefore the lechem goes after the korban, so the lechem also has to be from chulin.
Alright. Yes, that's his lezalach of yovi lachma min achulin.
What's going to be though if he says toida min ha'maiser? Mitchila, when he makes this neder to bring the korban, he says clearly he wants to bring it from mois of ma'aser sheni. V'lachma min achulin, and the bread will bring from regular money. Salachur is Yovei HaToida Hi V'lachma Min HaMaiser. He has the right to spend the money of Maiser Sheni for both for the Korban and for the Lechem. Like he said before, the Lechem goes after the Korban HaToida.
Now, it explains that V'lo Yovei Michite Maiser Sheni Ele Mimoyes Maiser Sheni. Even if you could bring it for Maiser Sheni, you can't actually take the wheat of Maiser Sheni itself and sell it for Korban, but rather first you have to be paid to the chitim onto money. And then with the money of Maiser Sheni, we hold then you have a right to buy your Korban Toida. If that was your Tanai Metchila, your Neder first, that you're going to bring a Korban Toida from the money of Maiser Sheni, then you have a right to do it.
Mishnevov, Minayin Lo'imer Harei Alai Toida. How do we know if somebody stam says, Hareya lai toida, have a chiv upon myself to bring a korban toida, he said it stam, that lo yovoy ele min achulin. He could only buy the korban toida from chulin money, not from money of ma'aser sheni. How do we know this? In other words, if you didn't make a special condition, you can't use moyis ma'aser, you have to use chulin. Shenema, because the pasuk says in Devarim, v'zovachta pesach la'shem alakecha tzoyin uvokor. You should shecht for your korban pesach, tzoyin sheep, uvokor and cattle. Now the question is, v'haloi ein pesach bo ele min ha'kvosin o min ha'izin. A korban pesach can only be brought either from lamb or from goats, not from cattle. Im kein, if so, lo monem atzoyin uvokor. Why does the pasuk say the word uvokor also? Ela rather lahakish, it comes to teach us, that kol habo min ha'bokor min atzoyin la'pesach. Anything that comes from min ha'bokor min ha'pesach, min ha'tzoyin, should be like a korban pesach. What does it mean to say? Ma ha'pesach, just like the korban pesach. Shubo b'choyv is coming with a choyv, ya b'chiyah to bring korban pesach. Ein o'boel min ha'chulin, it can only come from private money, not from moyis, ma'aser sheni, not from money of hegdish. And how do we know this? Because the Pesach Rishon that was bought in Mitzrayim, at that time they didn't have any Kedusha yet. So it was for sure born Mois Min Achulin. They weren't knowing Ma'aser Sheni yet. So learn now from Pesach Leah to Pesach Doris that the money you spend for the Korban Pesach is always Mois Chulin. So just like the Korban Pesach, the money is from money of Chulin, is av kol dover shubo b'choiva. Anytime you bring in a korban that you have an obligation to bring it, lo yovo yel elemin achulin. You only have right to spend the money of chulin money and not of moyis ma'aser sheni. Lefikach, therefore, hoi mehareya lai toida. Somebody says upon me to bring a korban toida. Hareya lai shlom, I have to bring korban shlomim. Hoi yovihein boyim choiva. Since these things is a choifim to bring it, lo yovo yel elemin achulin. He only has a right to buy it with the money of chulin. The Nesachim also can only be brought from Chulin. That means the Nesachim that's brought with a Korban Shlomim. Now somebody says, Arei Alai Toidoi Shlomim Min HaMaiser. which means even in a case that you have a right to bring the korban atoid and the lechem for Maisa Sheni, in the case we had before, if you say it's a clear tenai that metchila when you're making the kodush, you're saying clearly you want to be able to bring this korban toida from Mois Maisa Sheni, that we said you're allowed to. However, that's only good for the korban itself and for the lechem, but not for the nesachim, because the locher is of Mois Maisa Sheni, you have to be able to eat it. So vishleim with the korban toid is like a shlomim, the baile meets from it, and who in the lechem. However, the nesachim that's burnt agavya mezbeach, whether it's the yayin that's poured or the mincha that's burnt, since it's burnt agavya mezbeach, for that you have no right to bring it for moyis meister sheni.
The Yavta Perek Shemini. Kol korbonas hatzibur v'hayochid boyim min oritz u'michutz l'oritz. A regular korban tzibur or korban yochid, the mincha, that they have to bring, so the flour could come either what was grown in Eretz Yisrael, or else in Chutz Loretz, even the flour that was growing, the wheat that was growing in Chutz Loretz, outside Eretz Yisrael. Min HaChodesh or Min HaYoshin, whether it's the new year's crop, or whether it's last year's crop. Chutz Min HaOmer or Shtei Alechem, only excluding the special mincha that they brought on the Omer, which was the second day of Pesach, or else the Shtei HaLechem, which was brought on Shavuos, this Badavka had to come from the Tfuah that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and the Omer that came from the Chodesh from the new barley, and the Shtei HaLechem that came from the Chodesh from the new wheat that was grown that year. But the Mishnah says, She'enam boyim v'yoni kam elim min ha'chodesh min oretz, only from the new crop, the new barley for the Omer, and the new wheat for the Shtei HaLechem, or min oretz, only what was grown in Eretz Yisrael. V'kulan einam boyim elim min ha'muvchor, both of them, or all the menachos, Yoni is supposed to bring from the best place, which has the best solus, the best flour for the menachos. Now, v'ezel muvchor, what's called muvchor? What's the best place where to get the wheat for the flour? So the Mishnah says, michmos ome zoynicho alfolasoilis. These two places, michmos ome zoynicho, that's like olive, that's like the best place where to get the flour from, where to get the wheat from to make the flour for the menachos. Shiniyilhem, what's second to them? Chaforayim babiko, chaforayim in the valley. But the locher is kol harotzes hoyik sheiros. Really, any place you bring the wheat from, it's kosher to be used for the mincha. Ela mikan hoyim avin. Just use to bring it from here. There's like a mitzvah min hamuvchor to bring the best type of wheat possible.
The Mishnah Beis ein mevien loy mi beis hazvolim. You're not supposed to bring the wheat or the flour for the mincha that has grown on a field that you have to fertilize the field. In other words, the way the field itself is, it's no good. It's a weak field. It needs to be fertilized because that's not such good wheat then. And not from a field that you have to water it, that it's not satisfied from the rainwater. Beis Hashlochim means that you have to water it, so also that's no good. Not if there are trees growing in that field also. Even though you have wheat growing there, but since you have trees also, the trees are machish, makes the karka, the ground, not so good. Therefore, you should not bring it from these places. But v'yim hevi, let's say somebody did bring the flour, the wheat from these fields, is kosher. Then, of course, it's still kosher for the menocha, for the mincha. Ketzer u'oysa, how are they supposed to do, though, this field that you have, that you want to plant it now in order to have the wheat for the menochas, how are you supposed to do it, l'chatchila? So, noro shon rishoyna, which means that you plow the ground the first year. Uvashniya, then first on the second year, Zaira, you plant it. Koidum la Pesach Shivim Yom, before Pesach 70 days, V'yoysa Solus Meruba, and then you have very fine flour and good flour, like good wheat growing out. And really, with the pshat, what you're supposed to do is here, that each year, like you're supposed to plant half of the ground, and the other half leave empty. And then the other year, the opposite way. You plant the part that you left empty last year, and the part that was planted this year, you're supposed to leave empty for next year. So that way you leave a lot of keichas, the ground is very strong, has a lot of keichas in it, and therefore give off a very good wheat. Now, ketsu du boidik, how do we check it out to see if it's really fine or not? Like we had before, that you're supposed to make sure that the solus is clean from manupa in the sift. Sa gizbo machnes es yod l'toichoi. The gizbo, the one in charge, is supposed to put his hand into the fine flour.
Sa'ola ba'ovik psula. If some dust comes up with it, that's a proof that it's not pure flour. Therefore, it's psula. Ad she'inafeno. Until you have to go ahead and still sift it out to make it pure. V'yemeslia. But let's say you find some worms in the flour. Psula. That also makes the mincha, the seilis, apostle for mincha. Mishnah Gimel. Tekeya alfol ha'shemen. This city, Tekeya, that's the best place where you find olives to make oil out of it. That you need oil for the mincha also. Now, Abishol says, Shni Allah, what's the second best place to find your shemen, your oil? Regev b'ever ha'yardin. Regev on the other side of the yardin. Now, kol ha'rot soy soyik sheiros. Really, all the lands are kosher to bring you olives to make the oil. But they used to bring it from here. Here are the places that are the best. Now, ein mevi'in leimi beis hazvolim. Again, you should not bring the olives that had to grow on the ground, that had to be fertilized. For leimi beis hashlochim, not in the place that you have to water it, that it's not enough for rainwater. For leimi mash in Israel b'neim. And not if you have other things growing in between these olives, then you should not use such olives. Like if you have zeroyim, are growing in between the olives, that's the machish that makes the ground bad, so from such olives you should not take. However, v'im hevi kosher, if you did bring from such olives, still it's kosher. Ein mevi'in afki not api konon. You cannot bring from api konon, which is the olives that are only one third ripe. V'im hevi posel, if you bring such oil from such olives, it's posel. Ein mevi'in min ha'gargarin shenishra b'mayim. You cannot bring the oil that was from the olives. Gagar means each olive by itself that was soaking in water. V'loy min akvushim, and not if it was soaking in chaymitz and vinegar. V'loy min ashlukim, not if the olives are first cooked up well. V'im hevi posel, and if you bring oil from such olives that was first cooked up well, or else from that was soaked in vinegar and water, then the oil is posel for the mincha. Then Mishnah Dalet, Shloisha Zaysim. There are three different types of olives that grow. They mean three different types of the years, three different times of the year they used to pull off the olives off the tree. Uvehem Shloisha Shloisha Shmonim. Each time they would pick the olives off the tree, there would be three different types of oil that comes out of these olives. Now, Hazayis Orishin, the first, like in the best type of oil that comes out, that's Megargaroi Barosh Hazayis. First you go to try and get the top olives that became ripe first on the tree. V'koitesh, you pound it down a little bit. V'koitesh, you're not really grind it, you just like soften it up a little bit. V'noisen letoy chasal. And then these softened olives that you hit it a little bit, now you put it in the middle of a basket. And then the oil drops off, comes out of it, runs out of it by itself. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Sevivoy Sasal, you don't put the olives inside the basket, but rather around the top of the basket, that the oil should drip down the sides of the basket by itself. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's better oil. Now, Zerishan, this is the first type of oil that comes out, the best. After this, what you do is Toyin Bakura, then you put a beam on top of the olives, like presses it down a little bit, and then even more oil comes out of it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bavonim, you press it down with stones. Zesheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out of it. Then Choza V'tochen, then they used to grind it up a second time. V'toyin, and then they put a beam on top of the olives again. Zeshlishi, that's the third type of oil that would come out of it. So the halacha reads that Harishon L'Menorah, the first type of oil that comes out, that's pure oil, that's kosher l'menorah, that they use to light the menorah with. They are sure, but the next two, that's kosher l'menochis, that you're allowed to use for the shemen of menochis. Now, Azayis Hasheni, the second time of the year when they pull the olives off the tree, again, Megagara Breshagag, even the second time you take first the best olives that are on top of the tree, they got ripe first because of the sun hits the top of the tree. The Kurtish, they squash it a little bit. And then they put these olives into the basket and let the oil drip out by itself. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Sevivoy Sasal. Again, you don't put the olives inside the basket, but rather around the top of the basket to let the oil drip down by itself. Zer Rishon, that's the first of the second crop, that's the best oil of the second crop. Toyim Bakar, then you put a beam on top of it to let it press out now more oil. Rabbi Yehudu, Rabbi Yehudu says again, Bavonim, no, you press it down with stones. Zer Sheni, that's the second time the oil comes out. Then Chozav, V'tochan, V'toyin, then again they will grind it more, the olives, and then they will again put a beam on top of it, and then oil will come out, Zer Shlishi, that's the third time. Again, that the locher is Harishon LaMenorah, the first oil that comes out here is kosher to be used for the menorah. The Hashar LaMenochas, and the second and third that come out, that's kosher to be used for menochas. Hazayas Hashlishi, the third time of the year when you take off your olives off the tree. Oitnoi Betoich Habayis, you like bring it into your house. Achiyuka, until the olives become a little bit soft. In other words, oitnoi means you bring it inside your house and you put it inside a guma, a small hole. That there all the olives are like pushed together. They're one on top of another and they become ripe there. So you have to let it stay there, Acha Yilke, which means until the olives become like a little bit spoiled even, like very soft. Then, Umaleyu, you bring it up, Umenagbe Breshagag. First you have to let it dry out. Because while it was there in the hot place in this little hole, it sipped out like some juice came out. It sweated a little bit, and that's not like psyllus, that's bad, it smells bad. So first you have to let that dry out. Then the kotish, you soften a little bit, you like crush it a little bit. And then you put it inside the basket, let the olive run out by itself. Again, Rabbi Yehudu, Rabbi Yehudu says, Sevivoy Sasal. You put these olives now around the top of the basket, let it drip down the sides of the basket. Zerishin, that's the first of the olive that comes out. Toyam Bakaira, then they put a beam on top of the olives again. Rabbi Yehudu says, Bavonim, no, you put a stone on top of it. Zesheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out. Choza v'tochen v'toyin, then again they would grind up the olives, and then again put a beam on top of it to hold it, press it down to let more oil come out of it. Zeshlishi, that's the third time the oil comes out of it. And again, the locher is the Harishon LaMenorah, the first oil that comes out is kosher LaMenorah, v'hashar LaMenochas. And the second and third, that's kosher to be used, that's shemen for the menochas. Now the Mishnah says, Harishon Shabarishon, the first oil that comes out the first time of the year, Ein Lamala Mimeno, there's nothing better than that, that's the best shemen there is. Hasheni Shabarishon, the second time the oil comes out, the first crop, for Harishon Shabasheni, and the first oil that comes out by the second crop of the year, Shoven, those two are equal. Now this Shoven over here is not really Shoven, because the second time, the first, you're allowed to use the menorah. But the second of the first, you're not allowed to use for the menorah. So it means to say, Shava means for the parsha of a mincha. If you want to bring this oil for the mincha, they're both equal. If you have a choice to bring the oil of the second of the first, or the first of the second, they're both equal. Now, Hashlishi Shebarishin, the third oil that comes out from the first crop, V'Hasheni Shebasheni, and the second crop, the second oil that comes out, the second crop, those are equal. The Harishon Shabashlishi and the first of the third crop, Shoven, they're all equal again for Menachas. If you have a choice of which one of these oil to use for your Mincha, they're all equal. Now, Hashlishi Shabasheni, the third oil that comes out the second crop, the Hasheni Shabashlishi and the second oil that comes out by the third crop, Shoven, they're also equal for Menachas, they're both equal. Hashlishi Shebashlishi, the third oil that comes out from the third crop, Ein Lamat Memenu. That's the worst, that's the least. Now, Af Hamanochos Hoyu Badin Shiatono Shemen Zayach Zoch. Really, Minas Svaro, really for the Menachos also you should have to have pure oil, only the first, the finest oil. Because really the Svaro should go, Ma Im Hamanoira. Ma, like for sure, if you have to use for the menorah, to light the menorah. She'ena li'achila, that nobody's eating that oil. Still tuna, shem and zayach zoch, you have to have only the fresh, pure oil. Only the first drops to come out. So if so, the svara should be ha-menochis, the oil you're using from mincha. She'ena li'achila, that you're eating from it. Is eino din she'etoino shem and zayach zoch, isn't it for sure a svara, that you should have to have real, pure oil for it? Tamalayim, this the pasuk says, zoch kostis lamor. So we darshin, only for the menorah do you have to have pure fine oil. but not for Menachos. For Menachos, you do not have to have pure fine oil. In other words, the pshat really is that the menorah, that's rumors in the Torah has to be pure and fine. Pashenke in the Menachos, that's not the Torah, therefore the avad, you have to have pure oil, but even the second or the third oil that comes out is also kosher l'menachos. Now Mishnah Vov, u'minayin hayim mevinis hayayin. From where did they bring the grapes, like to make the wine for the menachos, for the nesachim? So Kerusin v'hatulin alfol hayayin. These two places called Kerusin and Atluyin, those are the best places to get the grapes to make wine for the nesachim. Shneilem, what's second to them? Beis Rima u Beis Lovin Behor, in the mountains. U Kfar Signa Babikon, Kfar Signa in the valley. Now, Kol Arotza Soyik Sherus. Like Midiraisa, any place you bring your grapes from, it's kosher to make wine for it to use for the Nesachim. Ela Mikano Y Mavim, what used to bring it from here, these places were the best. Now again, Ein Mavim, you don't bring grapes. Lemi Beis Azvolim, not from a field, that you have to fertilize that field. Lemi Beis Ashlochim, not from a field, that you have to water it. And none of you have other things growing in between the grapes. Because again, that ruins the field, is not such good grapes. Being heavy kosher, but if you bring such grapes, since the grapes are kosher to make wine for the Nesachim. Now, ein mevien al yastoin. You should not bring the wine of al yastoin for the Nesachim. Which this is like sweet wine, that the wine from came from grapes that was sweetened by the sun. Being heavy kosher, but if you bring such wine, it's kosher for the Nesachim. The Nesachim is that the wine used to pour right after they brought the korban. They used to bring the mincha and the Nesachim together. Now, ein mevien yoshin, you're not supposed to bring old wine. A year's old wine is possible in the Nesachim. Divrei Rebbe, that's Rebbe Shita. The Chachamim machshir, the Chachamim say no, even old wine is also kosher for the Nesachim. Ein mevien loy mosig, not supposed to bring sweet wine for loy mushan, not if you smoked the grapes first. That has that you made smell, the smell went into the grapes, that's no good. For loy mevushan, not if you first cooked up the wine, for you may be posel. If you brought such cooked up wine, the lachar is posel in the sachim. Ein mevien min hadolios, you're not supposed to bring a wine made out of the grapes that are hanging. Ela min haroiglius. Rather, you're supposed to have grapes that are not hanging on a vine like, but rather on the ground. Regolus, like where the regu, where your feet walk on. It's spread out on the ground. Because such grapes are much better. O min akramim huavudim. And from the vineyards that are worked on. That you work on it twice a year. That means, shayisha chayfrim sviva shroshe gepanim. That you dig around the roots of the gepanim, and you make gumas there, you make holes there in order to water it. Therefore, those grapes are much better. Those are the grapes you should use for to make the wine for Nesachim. Mishnah Zayin. Lohoyu koinsen noisoi b'chatzovim gedolim. After they made the wine, they would not put the wine into big barrels. Ela b'chovius katanis. Rather, they would bring the wine into small barrels. In order... Because the wine in big barrels, the tam will get pogrim, Rashi says, fast, would start smelling and not have such a good tam. Therefore, they put the wine into small barrels. V'yein memale esachov yisal ad piyim. You're not supposed to fill up even the small barrel until the top. K'dei shiye reyach noidef, because you want to have some air inside it, that the smell of the wine should be able to go up, that will keep the wine better. Now when you take the wine out of this barrel, you're not supposed to take the wine from the top. Because the haskamochim means there's some dust on top of the wine. So you're not supposed to use the top of the wine. For not from the bottom of the barrel, not the wine of the barrel. From the sediments that are on the bottom of the barrel of wine. Means the third, the middle, exactly in the middle of the barrel, that's the best place to bring the wine from there. Now, Ketzer Ubeidik, how do they check out the wine to see that it should not be from the top or from the bottom? Is HaGizbo, Yesha, the Gizbo was sitting, V'Hakona B'Yodai, and he had his long reed in his hand. Now, Zorak es HaGid, he would throw the Gid, V'Hikish Bakona, and hit with this, a corner with the reed. So, Zorak B'Gid means... They would like pour out the wine with a fine flow, and when it was coming out a fine flow, and when the fine flow, the long flow of wine stopped, then Vikish Bakoni would like hit but the reed to tell them stop,
And that's a raya that to have half of the barrel of wine, that's where the wine is coming from. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Yain Shalom B'Kamachim Pasol. If you have wine that has the dust on top of it, it's Pasol. Shenema, the Pasol says, T'mimim Yil Achem U'minchasam. The Vedashim, T'mimim Yil Achem V'Niskayim. That the Nesachim also has to be tam only from wine and no other dust that fell inside it. And then you would, you suggest be hikish pakona. They would hit the kona and not say like stop taking the wine. Tomorrow says, we'll see later on, dibur is bad for the wine. Pshas, you waste it with the wine, you're not supposed to talk then. Therefore they didn't want to say stop pouring the wine, but rather it was hikish pakona, that was a simon to stop pouring the wine.
Yeah, perik chi. First Mishnah, shtei midois shel yovesh hoyev ha-migdash. In the base of the Migdash, they had two measuring cups. When you had to measure something that's dry, in other words, to measure the soilus, to measure the flour for the menachas. Isarin. One measuring cup was the size of an isarin, which is 1/10 of an ephah. V'chatzi isarin. Then they had a second one for chatzi isarin. For the Migdash, so you have to have a chatzi, as we'll soon see the Mishnah will explain. Rabbi Meir says, Isarin, Isarin, v'chatzi isarin. He used to have two different measuring cups of an Isarin. And one is an Isarin, which is a Gedusha, and one is Godush, and one is Mochuk. Godush means that it contains a complete Isarin when it's piled up to the top, and it comes on top, even on top of the cup itself, the measuring cup itself. Mochuk means, no, that you smooth out the top, there's nothing sticking out on top of the measuring cup. So the kids, one was bigger, one was smaller. So again, this was two ways of measuring an Isarin of flour. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. Now, Isarin mehoye meshamish. For what purpose do they need this measuring cup of an Isarin? Sheboyhoye moide lechol ha-menachis. They used to measure off for all the menachis from this. Which means like this, lehoye moide loy bishel sholish leparo. For a par, you have to have three Isarins. So they did not have one big measuring cup of three sorans, but rather they used three times the saran. For loy bishol shnayim la'ayil, they did not have a big measuring cup of two isarinus. For what you had to do when you brought an ayil or ram, the mincha then with it was two isarinim, but rather elamoydedin isarinus. They used to measure out like two isarinus. They used to use an isaran once, then a second time. Chatzi isaran mehoya mashamish. What did they use the measuring cup of a hefa isaron? So Mishnah says sheboy hoye moided chavite kohen gadol. That's used to measure off for the kohen gadol that he used to have to bring every single day in isaron, 1/10 of the hefa. But mechza baboyko mechza ben habayim, he would use half in the morning and half in the evening. So therefore, they used to measure off a half for the morning and a half for the evening. That's what they used the chatzi isaron. Mishnah base. Sheva midoy shalach hoyeba migdash. Negeir to measuring liquid, used to have seven different measuring cups. Hin, one was to measure off a hin, which is 12 lugin. Vechatzi hin, a half of a hin, which is 6. Ushlisha shahin, a third. Or revias hin, a quarter of a hin. Loig vechatzi lug. Then to marry off 1.5 to measure off 1.5 lugs. Or revias a lug. And then to measure off a quarter of a lug. And the Mishnah will explain what we need each one. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Aymer, Shinosois Hoya Behin. He held no, they only really had one big measuring cup that held the hin. That's this 12 lugs. But Shinosois means it had like marks on the cup, on the measuring cup. That Ad Kan Lapor, up until here, you would use for a par. In other words, that's a chatzeh hin, and adkan la'ayil up until here, ayil, which was a shlishish hin, adkan la'kevis up until here was for a little lamb. That's a revias hin. So this is Reb Lezer, Reb Tzadik Shita. There was only one big measuring cup, and they had like shnosses, they had like marks on the cup to know exactly how much is a third, how much is a quarter, how much is a revias. Rabbi Shimon says, he holds no, they had separate cups, but they did not need a hin, they did not need such a big one with Yud-Bez Lug. But rather, it first started off with a Chatzia hin. That was the biggest meter they had. Now the Mishnah explains, in other words, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Like, we do not need a hin, because for what purpose do you need it for?
Elo rather nida yisera. What was the biggest measuring they had? Sheloig o machzah hoya. It was a look in a machzah. Shebo hoya moided laminchas kohen gadol. For this they would measure off for the mincha of a kohen gadol. Loigo machzah baboike, but loigo machzah ben aboyim. 1.5 in the morning, 1.5 in the afternoon. In other words, for the chavita of the kohen gadol, it had to have gimel lugin of shemin. So used to measure off 1.5 for the morning, 1.5 for the afternoon. Now, revias mehoyis mashameshes. What did they need the measuring of revias of a lug? Revias maim la mitzayra. They have to have a revias water for the mitzayra. That says by a mitzayra, the shochet as a tziparachas al kli cheresh al mayim chayim, that you have to have some mayim in the cup first. How much water do you have to have there? A revias of a lug. Or revias shemen la nazir. The same thing for a nazir also. It says that you have to have a shemen, so the shear is a revias. Chatzi loig mahayim shamash. What do they do with the measurement of a half of a loig? That will an chatzi loig mayim l'saita. That's for a saita. You have to have a chatzi loig water. That's how much water they bring, and of that they would erase the megillah saita. The chatzi loig shemen l'toida. A korban toida also needs a chatzi loig of shemen. And uva loig hoya mayde l'chol hamenachas. All the menachas needed the shear of a loig, because that was the shear of the shemen. I mean, for the amount of Yisra, if every sorin you have to have a flower, you used to have to have a lug of shemen. Now, afilu mincha shashishim yisorin, even if you had a big mincha in one kli that held 60 yisorin, noisin lo shishim loig, so they would put into that big kli 60 loigs. But they didn't have, because they used a loig, shemen fich yisorin. Now, Rabbi Lezev Yaakov Omer, afilu mincha shashishim yisorin, ein lo ela luga. Even if you have a big mincha of 60 of them, you only have to have one lug of shemen. Shenem ridachin the pasuk lemincha of a loig shemen, which is mashmi never have to have more than a loig shemen for the mincha. Now shisha lapor, you need 6 lugim for the mincha of a par, arbo la'ayil, shloisha lakeves, shloisha mechzel amnera, 3.5 need for a menorah, mechatzi loig lechol ner, half a loig for each one.